Husker Radio's Cody Y Mugs in the Morning here, and we are back, and pleased to be joined with Gary Pearson here from the North Platte Chamber. Good morning, sir. Sir, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great.
Thanks for being in here. Wanted to get somebody in the know to clear some things up that have been going on. One big topic that has been, which is probably about a year ago, I would say,
This
got going, was the post office changes, which a year ago was announced that we might see some big changes down the road.
Exactly. Yeah, it was everything's going to get transferred to the processing center to operate out of Denver.
Right.
Which would really put this part of the country in a real tough situation, even though the post office said it wouldn't. We all knew it better. Because the area they serve goes all the way to the Wyoming border, Cozad to the east, and then you go all the way to the South Dakota border, go clear into Kansas, the tip of Colorado also. So, I mean, it's just a huge area. It made sense to have a regional processing center here when they committed to that years ago. And so I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. I think internally they may have been seeing signs of that, maybe bits and pieces of it. So we fought the good fight. You know, the Chamber Development definitely stepped up as an organization, tried to spread the word. All the local media was just phenomenal in beating the drum to try to get people engaged in this. And we went and fought the good fight. Had the one public hearing. They didn't advertise very well until we found out about it and tried to embarrass them into, that's not a good way to go about doing business, putting the notice on some remote government website that nobody ever accesses.
Right.
So it was, and I think they truly thought nobody could stop what was in place and what was going to happen. That's just the way it was going to be, and we're going to have to suck it up and just deal with it.
So that was about a year ago. And when you say mail getting processed through Denver, that literally means then, you put something in the mail, and is that something mailed from a block away to a block away still meaning it's going to Denver?
Yes.
I mean, and logically, obviously, I understand that's a small piece of a huge process, so you wouldn't necessarily make wholesale or make decisions based on some mail going town to town, but or house to house, but logically that makes just obviously not a lot of sense.
Absolutely none. And I think with the tracking system everybody has today, if you have something that's that you want to certified mail or whatever and track it, and you figure out all the directions it's going, it's almost maddening,
right?
The good news is, we got this surprising announcement that it was gonna stay here.
Right.
The deal with Denver's off the table, but they still got a kind of a mess on their hands internally on, just the Postal Service in general.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about the local people. I think they work very, very hard. I think they're understaffed. So you put yourself in a situation, so a year ago, they announced that all this is going to be transferred to Denver, basically put the word out that even though they go through this farce of a process, having one public hearing, for everybody to weigh in on, it was pretty much the writing was on the wall and there wasn't a whole lot anybody could do about it. Thankfully, we have U.S. Congressional representatives, our two U.S. senators and Congressman Smith all stepped up and did their part, especially Senator Fisher. I just got to give her a tremendous kudos. She just fought the good fight and she kept hammering away on the Postmaster General and just would never give up. Local media did a wonderful job of kind of keeping the pressure on, but I think we all thought inevitably it was just an uphill battle.
You're battling against something bigger than all of us.
Bureaucracy.
Correct.
At its finest. So you have that situation and you always have retirements going on. You always have transfers, especially when you make an announcement like that.
Sure.
Because nobody knows if they're going to their jobs safe or not. They always say, you can transfer over there, but maybe they want to transfer somewhere else.
Right.
And then you have people who just get so frustrated, they just quit, or another opportunity comes along for them and say, I better take this now. And then you always got people sick and so forth and so on. So you got all that going on, and even if they did advertise a job on their remote U.S. Postal Service website for openings, would anybody logically jump in and take those jobs? So no, you had all that going on. So you know the staff is far less today than it was even a year ago.
Right.
And if they've been gearing up for this for a couple of years, they probably weren't very aggressive at filling open positions. And it's tough. You can't talk to anybody in a management position that will give you any kind of an answer. They say, well, you got to call this public relations person in Washington, D.C., which I tried a handful of times. I just give up. And they never did return a phone call. And I kind of called them on a carpet, a public hearing down here on that. But they act like, well, I don't think we got the call, you know, or whatever. So that's just a bunch of garbage. And so you can't really find out a lot of information unless you talk to the rank and file employees who, you know, they can't just do this openly, but you can kind of bits and pieces pull it together. So I think there's probably 75 to 80 positions based out of here. And I don't know if that includes the rural mail carriers or not either, but certainly on a regional basis, it affects people as well. I had heard at one time when this whole thing came down and they established the regional processing center in North Platte that it was really based on the amount of input of mail going through there and being dispersed, probably had the equivalent of a 200-employee operation. Hmm. So say that's even 75 or 80 today. So you're already way behind the eight ball. And then you got 10, 12, 15 positions open. Who knows? Because nobody seems to have, you know, and you could throw all those other things I mentioned. You even have grievance issues. Okay, somebody, they got shifted jobs or they tried to fire them or whatever, you know. And maybe they were justified, maybe it wasn't. But there's always these grievance procedures. I've never worked for a company that was unionized. So, you know, I don't understand all the complexities of all that. But just even have somebody explain it just makes your mind swim. You know, how difficult right. It is to deal with personnel. And so I think everybody's a little bit frustrated right now with the way the mail service works. Again, no reflection on the people busting their rear ends to try to make it work, but it's just the amount of work doesn't equate to the lack of manpower.
Sure.
So it's a system that's flawed. They've got to do something to fix it. I think if there's any hope of it getting fixed, it's probably going to be with the new administration. But I think it's a mountain of bureaucracy. They also have, to me, it's just a very poor model of efficiency from a cost standpoint, because I don't think they ever planned properly. And I'm just saying this as a novice from the outside looking in, research, reading. That all these retirees that they promised a lifetime pension, they never planned properly for how they were going to pay for all that. So then you're always dependent on somehow something's going to bail you out, and it just seems like it's getting further and further behind. And then that causes them not to bring up the technology and the automation that's needed to upgrade machines. I mean, at least one of the announcement also said we're going to get an influx of $4 million into this facility to upgrade. I assume from a technology standpoint, equipment that's antiquated, and probably some long overdue maintenance issues in the building itself.
Sure.
But it's just, I don't know. You know, we at least won the battle. I don't know if we've won the war yet.
Right. Yeah. So at this point, it's staying. And that $4 million that was promised at this point is still coming. No more jobs taken away. But as you said, they may not be filled either. Who knows how that'll be. But yeah. At this point, at least, that was the most recent announcement last Friday, was that we will still have a regional mail processing facility here in North Platte. So, but you're right. I mean, this is and the timing of it suggests maybe the new administration had something to do with this.
Yeah, and then the resignation of the postmaster
general. Right, I saw
that. Yeah, which that didn't hurt anybody's feelings. I mean, I think anybody that's ever dealt with that guy was frustrated by it. And just visiting with some of our congressional reps, they they confirmed that. You know, they were frustrated by it too. And but I think that did accelerate everything. I absolutely do believe that had a lot to do with it.
So moving forward, something to keep your eye on. I'm sure it's not probably all done, but those upgrades, when does that happen? Is there a timeline for that?
Yeah, I don't know. If you can get a straight answer out of the Postal Service, I'm all for you, Tanner.
I'll reach out. I'll send my new guy on that. First thing, if you can drive to D.C. and see if you can get an answer on that. Very good. Well, is there anything I'm missing on this story that needs to be passed along?
Oh, I think that covers it from what happens internally. I guess we'll just have to watch and see. But, you know, that's a huge building out there in the business park. And so probably very few people, if they're not an employee, has ever been even through it to see, you know, how it does operate. But I know a lot of the people living in the rural area are frustrated because they're down rural carriers and not getting their mail in a timely fashion. And so it's just a lot of frustration there. And they just do some things that it just boggles my mind. At one time the sidewalks were all busted up in front of the door out here, and it's a fairly new building, but, you know, it was inadequate work to start with. So I suppose they have some process they go through to bid it out. And this is a little chunk of sidewalk. Somebody locally could have spent an hour fixing it, you know, a local contractor. So I saw one day two pickups from Colorado, and it looked like, some people that do this on the side, they're not really skilled at it. And they were there just hand laying it and everything, digging it out, spent about a week doing it, I suppose, to, you know, suck up all the money and time they could. and it's just so strange. I mean, that you do that. I think they had a door over there that wouldn't work for I don't know how long, and I don't know if it's still fixed. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just a system that it needs fixed, and we need it.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll just give you one, for instance. Okay, just in my lifetime, postage stamp used to cost 3 cents, mm-hmm. and now it's 73 cents. That's 2,300% increase mm-hmm. in the revenue coming into it. When it was 3 cents, I think it was probably the most efficient, affordable, dependable system in the world when it would come to delivering mail. And everybody loved it, and we got spoiled over time, you know, and look what it's become today. And yet the costs keep going up. And so it just, I don't know, it's got to get back to its roots.
Gary Pearson here with the Northside Chamber in Development. Well, appreciate the time on that. I know that it's been a hot topic for a lot of people and probably will be down the road, but you're right. And I want to reiterate the love for the local employees and the local people here that are dealing, because they're dealing with it probably on both ends, from the general public frustrated, even though it's not necessarily them, and from their in their internal company as well.
Yeah, I'm working probably a lot of extra hours too, sure. And eventually, you know, some of that extra pay is nice, but eventually it's a burnout time.
Absolutely. Too. Well, Gary, appreciate you coming in as always, and we'll catch up with you soon, all right?
Thank you, Tanner.
That's Gary Pearson with the North Platte Chamber of Development. We'll have more Mugs of the Morning back after this.